15 seconds and holding momentarily. Roger. Firing signal. 15 seconds.
Capcom, start with your station report.
Chief procedures, Michelle, read your log and clear.
Roger, are you reading the mission in the guided loop?
Roger, it's quite noisy, but we are reading through it.
Roger, we're reading the control air-to-ground voice, so the pad seems to be working good. Goddard, I'd like to go to Wilmer, please.
Go ahead.
Wilmer, Capcom, get procedures voice check. How do you read?
Wilmer, Capcom, read you loud and clear. Help me, Kate.
Roger, reading you loud and clear also. Goddard, that terminates check. Thank you.
Roger.
We have new end of orbit time, 012848. End of mission, 043238. Picked him up on the scope just before I saw the right window, all right? Roger, pick up 7, Capcom.
the window. Out the window is by far the best view.
Part of the canary was hit by a cloud.
Roger, I read you. We'll give you a broke question now.
Are as follows, 0050 2 Echo
01-1542, CMT 160321.
Roger 005024, 1538031 Delta. 01-1542, GM of 160321.
Capcom, read you loud and clear.
Roger. You say Capcom, Cape Flight, did you copy?
Roger.
We had extremely good cutoff conditions. AC astronaut is interested. We were 8 feet per second low. Very good orbit. Estimating about 140 nautical mile apogee from the Canary data.
Roger, it's at 8 feet per second low and about 140 nautical apogee.
And the VO with VR was 1.0002.
Holy mackerel. 1.0002.
Affirmative. You say Capcom, Cape Flight?
Go ahead, Cape.
The only thing that I see at this point is 190°190 temperature on 150 volt ampere inverter from Kano. Keep an eye on that. Cabin temperature is up to 101, but it was up to 100 over CYI. It looks like that's stabilized.
Roger.
Right.
Roger, Cape readings
are all very good. The fuel temperatures look good.
Roger, we noticed he's 14 seconds off on the, he has the old retrofire time in there. He's glad that we have him reset on this pass, over.
Affirmative. Also, we just had a single sideband report from ATM that his yaw maneuver check were very good.
Roger.
We have a report from network status monitor that the nominal command time are within 4 seconds of predicted, so we will use nominal.
Affirmative.
Music, Capcom, Cape Flight.
Go ahead, Cape. Okay.
Did you get magic that the IOF would be unable to send up the flare because of higher wind?
Affirmative, we understood they were going to set up the parachute flares instead of the balloons. We did not get the message that they would not send any. That was 1516 Zulu message.
That's affirmative, you say. They will fire the mortars.
Roger.
Say Capcom, Cape Point.
Go ahead, Cap.
We have post-pass message from Kano, reads as follows. Exhaust temperature, 59°, 59°. UHF high and low check, okay. Draw maneuver performed in fly-by-wire mode. Fly-by-wire performance, excellent in all axes.
Roger, understand.
IOS contact, 1528. You're also in contact single sideband with IOS.
Roger.
Roger. Okay, flight command carrier is on a machine.
Roger, command carrier on. Okay, Capcom on a comm check, how do you read?
Roger, Cape. Moshe, read you loud and clear.
Roger, other than the cabin temperature being a little high, and the inverter, which we ought to keep a look on. I don't know of any other problems. We'll stand by for your air-to-ground patch.
Roger.
Okay, flight, Mouche, Capcom, putting the air-ground on guided loop now.
Friendship 7, this is Mouche, contact.
767, this is Fouchet Comtech, Pyrenees, over. Friendship 7, this is Fouchet Comtech. Friendship 7, this is Fouchet Comtech, Pyrenees, over. Friendship 7, this is Fouchet Comtech. Friendship 7, this is Fouchet Comtech, Pyrenees, over.
John, you sound good.
Roger, control fuel is 90-100, oxygen is 75-100, answer 2-2. All systems are still go, having no problems at all. Control system operating fine, over.
Roger, do you have any star weather or landmark observations as yet, over?
Roger, I was just making sound to the recorder. The only unusual thing I have noticed is a rather high, what would appear to be a haze layer, up some 7 or 8 degrees above the horizon on the night side. The stars, I can see through it as they go down towards the real horizon. But it's a very visible single band or layer, pretty well up above the normal horizon, over.
Roger, very interesting.
This is Friendship 7. I had a lot of cloud cover coming off of Africa. It has thinned out considerably now, and although I can't definitely see the ocean, there's a lot of moonlight here that does reflect off what clouds there are. Over.
Roger. You had an excellent cutoff, John. Your velocity is 8 feet per second low. View over VR 1.0002. Can you confirm your retro sequence 1 Easy Foxtrot Hotel from Indian Ocean Ship? Over.
That is affirmative. I did.
Roger. Your yaw maneuver check over ATS is good. Your yaw maneuver on fly the wire over IOS is excellent.
Roger.
Are we clear to send you a ZNR Cal? Over.
Roger, go ahead.
Roger, Z Cal coming through now. Roger, shortly you may observe some lights down there. You want to take a check on them out to your right, over.
Roger, I'm all set to see if I can't get them in sight.
Roger. You do have your visor closed, I saw, over.
That is affirmative. I had it open for a little while. It's closed now. Cabin pressure is holding in good shape, over.
Roger. Z-Cal is off. R-Cal coming through now.
Roger.
Any symptoms of vertigo or nausea at all, over?
Negative. No symptoms whatsoever. I feel fine, over.
Good show. Roger, your 150 VA inverter is 180 degrees. Looks like it's doing pretty well.
Roger, looks like it's holding up fine.
Rod. R-Cal is off.
Roger. That was sure a short day.
Say again, Friendship 7?
That was about the shortest day I've ever run into.
Time passes rapidly, huh?
Yes, sir.
Rod. Okay, do you have any other landmark observation to make, over?
This is Friendship 7. I have the Pleiades in sight out here, very clear. Picking up some of these star patterns now, a little better than I was just off of Africa.
I understand you have the Pleiades in sight. Have you sighted Orion yet, over?
Negative, do not have Orion in sight yet.
Roger, within a few seconds you should have Orion. Canopus and Sirius probably in sight very shortly thereafter, and the moon will be off to your right, over.
Roger.
Do you have time to send us a blood pressure reading, over?
Roger. Stand by.
Roger. Roger, Sergeant is standing by for your blood pressure whenever he's ready.
Roger, I'm already sending it. Did they pick it up, over?
Roger, they have it in good shape.
Roger, I do have a light insight on the ground, over.
Roger, I understand. They're just off to your right there.
That
That's affirmative. Just to my right, I can see a big pattern of lights, apparently right on the coast. I can see the outline of a town and a very bright light just to the south of it.
Roger, that is Perth and Rockingham, you're saying there.
Roger, the lights show up very well. And thank you, everybody, for turning them on, will you?
Roger, sure will, John.
Very fine. On down farther to the south and inland, I can see more lights. There are four patterns in that area. And also coming into sight in the window now is another one, almost down under me. The lights are very clear from up here.
Roger, sounds good.
Friendship 7, this is Wilma Cat Tom. Read you loud and clear on UHF. We have PM solid. Wilma standing by.
Roger, Wilma.
Hello, Friendship 7, we have your blood pressure readout. Reading 126 over 90. Let's have the results of your physiologic tests, over.
This is Friendship 7. I have had no ill effects at all as yet from any zero-G. It's very pleasant, in fact. Visual acuity is still excellent. No astigmatic effects. Head movements cause no nausea or discomfort whatsoever, over.
Roger, Friendship 7. Let's go ahead with this 30-minute report, please, starting with the fuse panel positions. Over.
Roger, this is 30-minute report coming up. Have gone through head movements and get no effect from that. Have gone through the reach test and have no problem with that at all. My orientation is good. Vision is clear. My moving target... looking at a light spot back and forth causes no ill effects whatsoever. Running the light test at present time. And all lights do check okay in the capsule. I am over a large cloud bank at present time, almost extending to the left of my course, which would be to the south. Over.
Roger, Friendship 7. Let's continue on with this 30-minute report. Over.
Roger, panel rundown follows. The fuse switches on the left panel are all as previously reported without repeating them again. Squib is armed. Auto retro jettison is off. ASCS mode select is normal. Auto gyro normal. All T handles are in. The retro delay is normal. Heaven lights are on both. I have the red filters on, of course. The telemole frequency is on. Rescue aids is auto. All sequence panel items are normal except the landing bag to the center off position. Fuel is 90-100. Attitude indications are 5 right, 3 left, 36 down. EPI is indicating fairly well, indicating almost over Wilma at present time. Time from launch on my mark will be 5-8 plus 1-5. Stand by. Mark. Retrograde time is still set at 0-4 plus 3-2 plus 2-8. Cabin pressure is holding steady at 5-5. Temperature in the cabin is 100. Cabin humidity is 25%. Coolant quantity is 6-7. Heat environment is 6-2. Inlet pressure. Inlet temperature. Pressure is 5-8 on the suit. Steam temperature is 5-7 and dropping since I turned it down. Oxygen is 7-4-101. Amps 2-3. Are you still copying? Over.
Roger, Friendship 7. Go ahead.
Roger. Main bus is 2-4. 1 is 2-5, 2-5, 2-5, standby 1 is 2-5, 2-5, isolated 2-9, and main 2-4 again, fans 113, ASCS 113, all switch fuses on the right.
Cape, this is Wilmera Systems. I want to report the 150 volt amp inverter temperature at 195. I'll go take you back to the loop now if you care to go.
Roger, read you loud and clear.
This time, your clocks are in sync. We have the Wilmera Airport lights on. Do you see, over?
This is Friendship 7, negative. I do not. There's too much cloud cover in this area. I had the lights at first in good shape. They were very clear, but I do not have the lights at Wilmer. I'm sorry. Over.
Oh, roger, Friendship 7. Friendship 7, let's have another blood pressure check, please. Over.
Friendship 7, roger.
I wonder if Friendship 7 would like to...
Friendship 7, Wilmer Capcom, 150 volt inverter temperature reading 195, 250 inverter temperature reading 172.
Roger.
Friendship 7, this is Wilmer Capcom, what is your cabin temperature reading, over?
Wilmer, stand by just a moment, please. Say again, you want a cabin temperature?
Oh, roger, Friendship 7.
A cabin temperature 100, over.
Roger, Friendship 7, your roll auto line temperature is reading 110. Roll manual line temperature is reading 95, over.
Roger, Friendship 7. This is Friendship 7, getting some pictures out of the star, over.
Roger, Friendship 7. Friendship 7, we'll make half time. Do you read, over?
Roger, we'll make half time.
Weak but readable, Friendship 7. All systems appear go at this time. Blood pressure reading 125 over 90. You have an HF check coming up in about 2 minutes and 30 seconds, and Canton acquisition approximately 7 minutes. Over.
Roger, Friendship 7. Thank you very much. All systems are still go at this time. Switching to HF, over.
Roger, Friendship 7. This is Omer Capcom out.
Capcom, this is
K-Flight,
do you read?
K-Flight, Wilmer Capcom, go ahead.
Do you still have contact?
Negative, we lost contact about 30 seconds ago.
Roger. We'd like to have a summary from you. I think we read almost everything that the astronaut had to say.
Nothing to say, Kate. Everything appears normal here.
Roger. You want to put your aerobit on and tell us what is...
KT, look like. Roger, stand by.
This is the Wilmer Surton. The electrocardiogram was perfectly normal. The blood pressure on two checks was 125 over 90. All aeromedical data was normal.
Roger.
Okay, flight Wilmer Capcom. He completed his 30-minute check, starting with a blood pressure readout. His physiologic tests were all normal. Over.
Roger. I was some fading there, but I read all of what you said.
Yeah.
Roger, looks like we're in good shape.
Very good shape, Kate.
Roger. Muche and Mora, we received 50 observations from Mora, 48 from Muche, 48 from Mora. All good data. Confirms the orbit. Climbers Capcom, this is K-Flight, do you read? K-Flight, Marvin Capcom, return.
All right.
May I have, I'll give you the latest retro sequence time. No change in the orbit. Still, after a Wilmer correction is 012850, GMT 161629. The end of orbit, thank you, pardon, end of mission time. Has changed 1 second. Now reads 043240. GMT of 192019. Copy.
Roger.
Time moved by 2 seconds. 043240. Changed by 1 second, but you're right. 1 second from Uche. I had a different time, but you didn't have. Okay, very good.
Give us a time hack,
Jackie. Stand by.
Welcome. New flight, Climus, Capcom.
Go ahead, Climus.
Time for a little
more. Did you get the 250?
Temperature that
monitor temperature negative. Stand by one.
I'll see if you can report a much higher quantity there, about 20 degrees.
On the 250 inverter, that's affirmative. They also pointed out, however, that the decal, let's see,
what's 6 PFS?
It was 6 PFS.
Show up, Wilmer. Roger's consent. It's 195 degrees rather than 19.5.
How's it consent, please?
195 degrees.
Roger, 195. Did you copy, Guayman?
Roger.
Guayman, Capcom K Flight.
Guayman, Capcom K Flight.
Go ahead, K Flight.
No, we don't want to do anything about either the inverter or the cabin temperature. We want to keep we'll keep a watch on these things and their trends. Keep a plot on here and watch what happens.
All right, I understand.
Going with Capcom, if Astro is happy to go number two, and you don't see anything wrong in your readout, it's up to you two.
Roger, I understand the case. We're just trying to contact Astro now. Can we put the airbound on guard conference?
Not until you get a good contact. You're
a little ways away yet.
Still about 5 minutes away from UHF contact.
We are getting contact. We are hearing the Astro.
Are you reading him, HF? Okay, if you're reading him, put him on.
Roger, he's just coming in weak, but readable.
Roger.
Can I bring up a line from here? The, notice from the cabin temperature is going up to around 110. And the inverted temperatures are rising slightly, but everything is okay right now.
Controlling manually on 5x1 here. No trouble controlling. Continue.